Bonjour, good morning. It's my pleasure to welcome you here. My name is Rosie Goldstein. I'm the Vice Principal Research and International Relations here at McGill, and it's my distinct honor today to welcome you to this fantastic event at McGill University, an exciting announcement about the Canadian Excellence Research Chairs Program. Amis, collègues, membres des médias et invités de marque, aujourd'hui est une journée très importante et très intéressante pour la recherche au Canada. Before I start, I want to officially welcome and introduce our distinguished guests on stage, the Honourable Greg Rickford, Minister of State for Science and Technology, on my right, Dr. Alain Baudette, President of the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, Monsieur Pierre Normand, Vice President, External Relations and Communications for the Canada Foundation for Innovation, or CFI, and Professor Suzanne Fortier, our Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University. We have two other mystery guests who will be introduced later, after the announcement. Surprise. The surprise guests. I also want to acknowledge some of our senior McGill administrators in attendance, Professor Tony Massey, Provost, Dr. David Eidelman, VP Health Affairs and Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, Monsieur Olivier Marcel, VP External Relations or Communications and External Relations, Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine. Thank you all to all of you who have joined us today in this very exciting announcement. I also want to extend a personal welcome, and if you can also show us who you are, to representatives of key partners who are contributing to today's announcement. Patrice Roy, and I hope you're here, from Pfizer Canada, and Jane Edwards, representing the Lewis and Allen Edwards Foundation. Is Jane here? Ah, there she is in the back. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. Your presence underscores the great importance of today's announcement. Lancé en 2008, le programme des chaires d'excellence et recherche du Canada aide les universités canadiennes à consolider la réputation du Canada comme chef de file mondial en recherche et en innovation. Il finance des chercheurs de calibre international et les équipes afin qu'ils réalisent d'ambitieux programmes de recherche au sein d'universités canadiennes. Put very briefly, the Canada Excellence Research Chairs are among the most prestigious such awards in the world. So it's now my privilege to introduce the Honourable Greg Rickford, Minister of State for Science and Technology, who will share all the exciting details with us. Since 2008, Minister Rickford has served as a Member of Parliament for the Kenora region in Ontario. Just this year, on July 15th, Prime Minister Stephen Harper appointed him Minister of State for Science and Technology, as well as Minister of State for the Federal Economic Development Initiative for Northern Ontario. He has held numerous positions in Parliament, including Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development. I'm proud to note, as you can see by his tie, that Minister Rickford is a McGill alumnus, holding a degree in Common and Civil Law from our university. Please join me in welcoming the Honourable Greg Rickford.
Well, thank you, folks. Thank you for that introduction, Dr. Goldstein. I'll tell you somewhat anecdotally, I was very excited about being here today for this announcement. I had been here just before the fall session started, and I was telling colleagues in the pre-brief that it feels like the new year to me. For those of us who have spent more than a decade in school, September is our January, so it's great to be back here on campus. And Dr. Goldstein, I have to tell you that because I was coming back to McGill, I didn't want to create any controversy, so I had to rush out to a couple of other universities just to not so be quite so obvious about the passion that I have for this great university and the place that it takes in the academic landscape of this great country. C'est toujours un plaisir de revenir à l'Université McGill parce que je me sens chez moi. I am even more pleased to be here in my capacity as Minister of State for Science and Technology to welcome the newest distinguished chair under Canada Excellent Research Chairs Program, Dr. Luda Dianchenko. Je suis d'autant plus heureux d'être ici en ma qualité de ministre d'État aux sciences et la technologie afin d'accueillir le plus récent distingué titulaire de chaire d'excellence en recherche du Canada, comme j'ai dit, Madame Luda Dianchenko. Dans la conjoncture mondiale d'aujourd'hui, les connaissances, l'éducation et l'innovation sont essentielles à la croissance et à la réussite économique. Notre gouvernement en est bien conscient. Et c'est pourquoi l'une de nos priorités consiste à favoriser des investissements accrus dans la recherche et la découverte scientifique. Mesdames et messieurs, depuis son arrivée au pouvoir, notre gouvernement a investi plus de 9 milliards de dollars dans des initiatives destinées à appuyer les sciences, la technologie et la croissance des entreprises axées sur l'innovation au Canada. Ces fonds sont répartis comme suit. 5 milliards de dollars dans la recherche de pointe, l'éducation et la formation. 2 milliards de dollars dans l'infrastructure et des établissements d'enseignement postsecondaire. Et 1 milliard de dollars dans la recherche appliquée et le financement. Pourquoi? C'est la question. Parce que nous nous rendons compte que les investissements effectués aujourd'hui nous permettront de paver la voie de l'avenir. This funding has helped to make Canada a world leader in post-secondary research and research training, and to create knowledge and highly skilled workforce required for a prosperous and healthy Canada. As you may know, some of Genome Canada's inspiring work is taking place at Genome Quebec Innovation Center right here on McGill's campus. Through Canada's Economic Action Plan version 2013, our government has committed $165 million in new multi-year funding for Genome Canada. We're making these investments because we understand the importance of science and the power of partnership across sectors, whether academia, industry, or government, to the growth of our economy and the health of Canadians. As our Prime Minister has said, science powers commerce, it creates economic opportunities, and importantly, it improves the health outcomes and the quality of life of Canadians. And indeed, I'm proud to say that, as a result of such strong support and partnership, Canada leads, let me reemphasize that for our media friends, leads the G7 in higher education research and development expenditure as a share of our economy. We are leaders. What's more, thanks to a host of new initiatives, Canada has now become a top destination for many of the world's best scientists and researchers. Dans le passé, certains commentateurs canadiens ont parlé de l'exode des cerveaux. Grâce à la vision de notre gouvernement concrétisée sous la forme de programmes comme les chaires d'excellence en recherche du Canada, l'exode a fait place à un incroyable afflux de cerveaux. Chers amis, les personnes novatrices que nous souhaitions garder au pays choisissent de rester ici, dans les établissements d'enseignement canadiens, contribuant ainsi à notre économie et la croissance de nos collectivités et leur santé. Ces titulaires de chaires qui dirigent des équipes de chercheurs dans le cadre de projets pluriannuels aident leurs universités d'accueillir à former des solides partenariats en matière de recherche et d'affaires et parallèlement créer des emplois. Les chercheurs établissent des centres d'excellence au sein des universités canadiennes. Ils contribuent à érager les fondations nécessaires à l'essor durable et de l'innovation. And so it is today that we welcome Dr. Diachenko, Canada Excellence Research Chair in Human Pain Genetics, to the ranks of these influential and talented researchers. Congratulations. As we all know, McGill University's researchers excel in several fields, and I never miss an opportunity to tell people about that. The Allen Edwards Center for Research on Pain holds an impressive reputation of excellence, and it's considered to be one of the best in the world. The center is already home to three exceptional Canada research chairs, and Dr. Diachenko and her team will join the center to help build on the 40-year tradition of excellence in pain research. Dr. Diachenko is considered one of the best pain researchers in the world. Her choice to come to Canada and be here at McGill with us to seek out new opportunities is a wonderful endorsement of the innovation ecosystem we are building for the benefit of all Canadians and McGill University's role in that. So on behalf of our government, I'd like to welcome you to Canada and to your new home here in this beautiful city of Montreal. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's safe to say that Dr. Diochenko made this decision in part because of the Canada Excellence Research Chairs program. Since the program's launch in 2008, our government has committed nearly $190 million over 7 years to support research excellence at our Canadian university institutions. This program was designed to attract and retain the world's best researchers, and that's what we're delivering. With every competition, it continues to draw a distinguished and impressive group of candidates from around the world. In short, the best and the brightest are coming to Canada, and they're coming to schools like McGill. Les titulaires de chaires d'excellence en recherche du Canada sont en bonne voie de faire des découvertes ainsi que des percées technologiques et de mettre sur pied d'importantes installations de recherche internationales. Prenons par exemple M. Marcel Babin, titulaire de la chaire d'excellence en recherche du Canada sur la télédétection de la nouvelle frontière arctique du Canada à l'Université Laval. I had an opportunity to celebrate the Vanier and Banting Awards on Monday at my other alma mater. Son équipe et lui ont mis sur pied un programme de recherche d'envergure sur la fonction et la productivité des écosystèmes marins de l'Arctique, programme auquel participeront plusieurs équipes canadiennes, américaines et européennes. Et M. Matthew Fair, titulaire de la chaire sur la neurogénétique et les neurosciences translationnelles à l'Université de Colombie-Britannique, dont l'équipe a signé une mutation génétique, cause l'apparition tardive de la maladie de Parkinson. Ensemble, ces distingués titulaires de chaire permettront au Canada de se tailler une place à l'avant-plan des percées susceptibles de générer des avantages socio-économiques, améliorant ainsi la qualité de vie d'innombrables Canadiens et citoyens du monde entier. En tant qu'un ancien infirmier, j'ai eu l'occasion de dispenser des soins de première ligne et je peux vous assurer que ces avances en matière de technologie et de savoir seront un atout pour le domaine de la santé. Alors, mesdames et messieurs, je suis persuadé qu'avec la nomination de Mme Diochenko aujourd'hui, le Canada continuera d'être à l'origine de nombreuses découvertes transformatrices de demain, ce qui permettra d'assurer la prospérité à long terme de l'ensemble de nos collectivités écrites de Montréal. On behalf of our government, I congratulate McGill University and Dr. Diochenko. I look forward to seeing the fascinating results of your discoveries. My name is Greg Rickford. I'm the Member of Parliament for the Great Kenora Riding. It's a privilege and honor to serve my constituents and in my capacity as the Minister of State for Science and Technology to serve you. Thank you. Merci.
Thank you, Minister Rickford. Thank you. We appreciate your very strong words of support and also want to highlight how much we appreciate you taking the time from your busy schedule to be on your campus to make the announcement. Je vous invite maintenant à accueillir le Dr. Baudette. Le Dr. Baudette est le président des Instituts de recherche en santé du Canada et un membre du comité directeur du programme des chaires d'excellence en recherche du Canada. Please welcome another McGill alumnus, Dr. Baudette.
Bravo.
Merci, Rosie. Monsieur Rickford, Madame Fortier, chers collègues, chers amis, c'est toujours un plaisir de se retrouver dans son alma mater. I'm really delighted to be here with you for this announcement today, both as President of the Canadian Institutes of Health Research and a member of the Tri-Agency Steering Committee for the Canada Excellence Research Chairs Program. Comme vous l'avez entendu, le programme des chaires d'excellence en recherche du Canada est un élément clé de la stratégie du gouvernement fédéral en matière de sciences et technologies. En donnant aux universités les moyens d'attirer au pays des chercheurs de haut niveau dans des sphères stratégiques, ce programme nous a permis de développer de nouveaux créneaux d'excellence, d'augmenter notre compétitivité à l'échelle internationale et de former une nouvelle génération de chercheurs et ce, dans toutes les disciplines. The government of Canada deserves recognition for making this research investment, which is both significant and forward-looking. Indeed, as you heard, the CERC program provides researchers with both the means of significantly advancing research and the time and resources for mentoring graduate students and postdoctoral fellows who will become the next generation of leaders in all areas of society. Today, we are given the opportunity to congratulate and welcome Dr. Luda Diachenko as the newest recipient of a Canada Excellence Research Chair's congratulations. For those who don't yet know her, Dr. Diachenko is already an established global leader in pain research. Her work will no doubt reinforce and complement McGill's considerable strength in this area. For McGill, as you know, has a rich tradition and a distinguished record in pain research. It is here that Ronald Melzack and Patrick Wall developed the gait control theory of pain. It is here that the famous McGill Pain Questionnaire was developed, a questionnaire still in use worldwide and considered one of the most robust pain assessment tools today. More recently, McGill has been a leader in the application of brain imaging to the study of pain, and, as you heard, is currently home to three existing Canada research chairs with established research programs on pain. Le fait d'avoir choisi la douleur comme domaine stratégique de recherche pour cette chaire d'excellence témoigne de l'engagement de l'Université McGill à maintenir son leadership dans le domaine de la douleur à l'échelle nationale et internationale. Et surtout, il témoigne de l'importance qu'il accorde à cette thématique pour la santé des Canadiens. With one in five Canadians suffering from chronic pain, the financial and social impacts of this condition are significant. The cost of chronic pain, in terms of absenteeism and decreased productivity in the workplace, is estimated to be between $10 and $15 billion a year in Canada alone. In closing, I would like to congratulate McGill University and, of course, Dr. Diachenko for their success in this highly competitive process. Indeed, the selection process for Canada Excellence Research Chairs, a process led by a distinguished Blue Ribbon panel co-chaired by Brian Levitt, Council of Osler, Oskin and Arkert, and Shirley Tillman, past president of Princeton University, is a particularly demanding and stringent one. This speaks volumes, I think, to the originality of the research program and the quality of the candidate. So, Dr. Diachenko, congratulations again on your appointment as Canada Excellent Research Chair. Welcome to Canada and continued success in your research here at McGill. Thank you.
Merci, Alain. Nous sommes reconnaissants de vous compter parmi nous. Ce matin, we're very pleased that you could join us. Thank you for flying, I think, from Vancouver last night to be with us. I now have the great pleasure of introducing Monsieur Pierre Normand, who is Vice President Relations at XDLU et Communication of CFI. Please welcome Mr. Normand.
Thank you. Monsieur le Ministre, Madame la Présidente, distingués invités, Mesdames et Messieurs. At the Canada Foundation for Innovation, we believe that research builds communities. And today, we are recognizing research that not only does that, but does it on a profoundly human level. Pain and how we cope with it can be deeply personal. But how we care for others with pain defines the strength or frailty of our communities. Dr. Diachenko's work is an example of how research can provide solutions and treatments that can help us strengthen our communities. Because when we care for those around us who are living with pain, well, we all benefit. Which is why the CFI, the Canada Foundation for Innovation, is so pleased to provide more than $750,000 in research infrastructure support to Dr. Diachenko and her team. Les investissements en recherche du gouvernement du Canada par l'entremise de la Fondation canadienne pour l'innovation et du programme de chaire d'excellence en recherche témoignent d'une vision partagée de faire du Canada une société novatrice, ayant pour assise la recherche de calibre mondial et des infrastructures à la fine pointe. And I must say the CFI is proud to partner with the government towards that vision. Because our conviction that research and communities are closely linked is proven to us every day and in so many ways. You see, a robust innovation system translates into jobs and new enterprises, but it also leads to things like better health, cleaner environments, improved technologies, and ultimately, to vibrant communities. Je dois mentionner que l'AFC ne travaille pas seul. Le succès de nos investissements dépend des contributions essentielles de partenaires, des partenaires tels que le gouvernement du Québec et d'autres, des secteurs privés, universitaires et bénévoles. Leur appui est indispensable pour renforcer la capacité de recherche et d'innovation chez nous. Professeur Diachenko, permettez-moi d'abord de vous féliciter et ensuite de vous souhaiter la bienvenue dans ce grand établissement de recherche qu'est l'Université McGill. The CFI is pleased to support your contribution to the Canadian Research Enterprise, and we wish you the best in your new home city. Thank you. Merci.
Merci, Pierre. It's now my pleasure to welcome to the podium Professor Suzanne Forche, Vice Principal and Chancellor of McGill University, and Professor Forche will say a few words on behalf of McGill. Suzanne.
Thank you, Rosie. Bonjour, good morning, welcome. Thank you for being with us this morning to participate in this great celebration. I am myself very thrilled to be a part of it. Je suis vraiment ravie qu'on soit arrivé à cette belle journée pour célébrer notre nouvelle chaire d'excellence du Canada. Please allow me to add my own welcome to some of our distinguished guests, people who have come from outside to join us today. Minister Rickford, Dr. Alain Baudet, Monsieur Pierre Normand, Madame Jane Edwards, qui représente le Louise and Alan Edwards Foundation, et Patrick Roy from Pfizer Canada. You may have noticed that there's a mini alumni reunion on this part of the stage here. So I want to tell you, you can come back as often as you can, aussi souvent que possible. Vous êtes chez vous à McGill et on est toujours très heureux de vous avoir parmi nous. On behalf of the whole McGill community, I would like to offer my heartfelt congratulations to Dr. Diachenko on becoming the newest Canada Excellence Research Chair. As Dr. Baudet has already mentioned, there's a very long and proud history of contributions to the field of pain research in this university. From Ronald Melzack's creation of the gait control theory in 1971, to Laura Stone and Moshe Ziff's recent discovery that chronic pain is associated with epigenetic changes in the brain. And we have no doubt that Dr. Diachenko's work will begin the next chapter in our story as her team generates new discoveries and breakthroughs that improve lives. In fact, as you know, Dr. Diachenko is already making history by becoming the very first woman to hold the Canada Excellence Research Chair, and we're extremely proud to have you among our community here at McGill. Et de la part de la communauté McGilloise, je tiens à exprimer mes plus profonds remerciements pour l'engagement extraordinaire du gouvernement du Canada envers la recherche et l'excellence, tel que démontré par ce très beau programme des chaires d'excellence en recherche du Canada. Your dedication to supporting Canadian research is critical. The work of Dr. Diachenko and of her fellow Canada Excellence Research Chair colleagues will help us all, help us overcome some of our most pressing challenges, help us seize new opportunities, and ensure long-term prosperity for all Canadians. Just consider the fact that approximately 1 in 5 Canadians suffers from chronic pain. Their discomfort is often so great that they require help with everyday tasks, like getting dressed in the morning. And this severely limits their ability and their wish to contribute to our society. The creation of the Canada Excellence Research Chair in Human Pain Genetics is a commitment to addressing these challenges and a very important step forward for people who are suffering from these conditions. A CRC, of course, brings a world-class scientist to the host university. A world-class scientist that will be a leader in the research efforts. But more than this, the program serves as a magnet for new and expanded partnerships internally among departments and faculty, a magnet for young researchers to join us in these efforts, and of course a magnet for partnership with different sectors, the industrial sector, private foundation, our own very devoted alumni, private donors, and many other levels of government. The collective funding has an enormous impact in terms of accelerating research, in terms of the infrastructure upgrades that are needed for the research to take place, and of course attracting and retaining top graduate students as well as students in their first degree at our university. It is an investment in the future because we are investing in la relève. These benefits extend well beyond our university. They extend to our city, our province, Canada, and the whole world. And it is absolutely inspiring to think that Canada is making an investment that will help people not only here, but around the world. Thank you again to the Government of Canada for your generous support. Merci beaucoup du fond du cœur. Et Luda, bienvenue parmi nous. Nous sommes tellement heureux de vous avoir ici, de vous accueillir et d'avoir choisi de travailler ici, de contribuer à la recherche ici à McGill et de vivre parmi nous. Merci beaucoup et on vous accueille très chaleureusement.
Merci, Suzanne. It's now my pleasure to introduce Dr. Fernando Cervero, the director of the Allen Edwards Center for Research on Pain. Dr. Cervero will introduce our Canada Excellence Research Chair. Please welcome Dr. Cervero.
Monsieur le ministre, Madame la principale, autorité académique et administrative, chers collègues, mesdames et messieurs. As director of the Allen Edwards Center for Research on Pain, an excellence research center named after Mr. Allen Edwards, who was a Montreal philanthropist who dedicated the last part of his life to raise funds in our support and to whom we are eternally grateful. And I'm very glad to see his daughter here, who continues that tradition with us. As director of the center, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Luda Diachenko, Canada Excellent Research Chair in Human Pain Genetics, and our newest recruit to the center. McGill University has a track record in pain research second to none. Our center, which this year celebrates its 10th anniversary, we have a symposium next week to celebrate it, and I hope you'll all come up to, with us. We have a member, Monsieur Alain Baudet, a member of the center. It's the largest and most prestigious pain research center in the world, and the addition of Luda to our group is a qualitative and high significant increase in our research strength. Luda was born in Moscow and obtained an MD and a PhD in molecular biology at Moscow University. In the mid-1990s, Luda moved to the United States, where she worked in biotech companies with an interest in molecular genetics, and for the last 10 years, she has held the position of associate professor in the Center for Neurosensory Disorders of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She has also maintained an active role in the biotechnology industry and is currently Chief Scientific Officer of Algenomics, a company that uses cutting-edge genomic approaches to identify new analgesic treatments and novel diagnostic approaches for chronic pain conditions. Lura has authored more than 100 publications in top scientific journals and books. She is recognized worldwide as the leading authority in the genetic mechanisms of human pain. Her scientific contributions are opening the way for the development of personalized pain treatments, the management of chronic pain and debilitating pain conditions by targeting the genetic makeup of each patient. This is the newest and most promising approach to the treatment of pain. The Alan Edwards Center for Research on Pain at McGill University is proud to receive Lura among our number and looks forward to her significant contribution to our mission. Mesdames, Messieurs, Lura Ryachenko.
Thank you very much. It's very, very warm welcome to me, and I feel humble. I feel proud, and I feel very excited. I feel very excited for this opportunity, which has been created and presented to me by Pain Center and by McGill University and by Canadian government. I feel excited about unprecedented environment, intellectual environment I found in McGill, and specifically in the Pain Center. And I feel excited about unprecedented opportunity which can be created by these funds to merge, you know, my expertise in human molecular genetics with expertise in pain genetic, in basic mechanism of pain perception, which I can find only in McGill University. So I think with this new funds, we have no other choice but create new level academically, but also create new level in opportunity for treatment of pain. So I think this is right time. This is right time when the new genetic approaches has been developed and being developed to a new qualitative level, and it's new opportunity with unprecedented funds. It's contribution to a pain center in McGill, it contribution to whole field of pain in the world. And I'm very grateful to be chosen for this role. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Luda, and I'll take the MC's prerogative to also add my own personal congratulations to you on this appointment, and also my own personal welcome to McGill and to Montreal and Canada. And I also want to thank everyone in the platform party for your participation. We're very honored that you all joined us today. And again, I want to acknowledge all of our partners. And in acknowledging our partners, I realize we're remiss and that we need to also acknowledge Dr. Diachenko's partner, Paulo, who's in the second row, please. And Paulo has joined us in Canada as well, is also contributing to the McGill community in his new position at the Schulich Faculty of Music. So welcome, Paulo, as well, to McGill and to Montreal. Probably one of our most important partners. And I also want to acknowledge the our other partners that we mentioned, of course, the Government of Canada, the CERC program, the CERC Secretariat, Le Gouvernement de Québec, who are also important partners in this chair and are represented here today, Pfizer Canada, and the Louise and Alan Edwards Foundation. I thank all of you on behalf of McGill for your extraordinary support. I want to thank everyone at McGill, and I'll forget someone, so I won't remember. I won't list the names, at the CERC Secretariat, with our everyone at our partners. This has been a labor, a diligent labor of love and perseverance over a number of years, and we're very happy to see this at fruition, but really to thank everyone who worked hard and stuck with this dossier over the years to have us not only to see today's announcement go so smoothly and organize the announcement itself, but also all the work that went into recruiting Dr. Diachenko and making today possible. So thank all of you. I'll invite the media, let the media know the podium party will remain on the podium for a few minutes to take a few of the compulsory formal photographs. And after that, they will be available, and minister included, to answer questions. Please look for the McGill media. They're waving in the back, and they will help you. They will assist you to get your interviews. I invite everyone else to stay, enjoy a short reception, meet our CERC Chair, Luda Diachenko, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Thank you.